An app that's being called the Uber for birth control is also causing some significant controversy. It's called Nurx, and it helps women purchase birth control and emergency contraception pills via their smartphones. Joining us now with more is Max Blau, Southern correspondent with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. He's with us via Skype. And first of all, Max, tell us more about Nurx and exactly how it works.
Nurx is a telemedicine app that helps women from the touch of their phone order birth control, either whether it's the pill or emergency contraceptives like Plan B or Ella. And they can either from their phone get it ordered to their local pharmacy, or they can get it delivered to their doorstep.
So taking, in a certain sense, the doctor out of the equation completely?
There is a doctor who reviews on the opposite side of the app. Once a woman fills out some basic information about their demographic background and their health information, then it gets sent over to a doctor who then reviews it and writes the script before sending it out to the pharmacy or to back to their home.
Now, it's legal and available in 15 states plus Washington, D.C., and patients can use their own insurance to cover the cost of the contraceptives. But it's also available to women who don't have insurance. So tell us more about that.
Women who don't have insurance are able to pay for either birth control, whether it's the pill they take regularly or morning after pill, pay out of pocket and get it much in the way you can access Plan B by walking in some states into your pharmacy and getting it over the counter.
But you're writing about how some conservative activists really oppose the app. What are their objections?
Their objections are specifically over the portion of the app that allows women to access emergency contraceptives. Their main concern is that they believe women should have to go into a doctor's office and have a face-to-face interaction with a health practitioner before they are able to then go with the script in hand and go get an emergency contraceptive. You can access in this country Plan B over the counter. That is something that the Food and Drug Administration has approved for some time. The key, though, is if you want insurance to cover an emergency contraceptive, you do have to have a doctor interaction. And they are seeing that as a kind of their next battleground for potentially getting lawmakers in some states to pass restrictions.
I see. But I imagine Nurx would say that there is a doctor interaction because a doctor has to write the script.
Yes, and not only that, the doctor who is the medical director of the app mentioned to me in an interview that women also have access to counseling services if they need that. They also feel that in some cases they're getting better care because women may feel more apt to answer questions honestly through a survey as opposed to a face-to-face interaction with the doctor. And in turn, that could lead to a doctor through Nurx offering better care or support in this important time surrounding whether or not to prevent a pregnancy.
Seems as if Nurx says that you can be 12 years old or older to use the app. Now, what's their response to the question of, like, why should a 12-year-old be able to get birth control or emergency contraception? And would the doctor on the other end of the app have to inform their parents?
This is one of the key issues at the center of this debate from pro-life activist perspective. They argue, and this is from a conversation I had with a activist in North Carolina, that the parents should be involved in conversations regarding the future of their children and surrounding whether or not they should go forward with a pregnancy. And to the contrary, Nurx believes that if you are 12 or 13, or if you're at the age of where you can become pregnant as a woman, then you should have access and the chance to get birth control and emergency contraceptives in whichever way you see fit.
So just to be clear, Nurx is not going to inform parents when women or young girls under the age of 18 use the app to request birth control or emergency contraceptive.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. One more question for you, Max, because you've written in your article, your STAT article, that some folks also just take issue with the broader emergence of telemedicine. And, you know, this is sort of one part of that, diagnosing or prescribing medications for patients without seeing them in person. So just for background, how common is telemedicine? How much is it growing? And what kind of regulations are there around it?
telemedicine is extremely common at this point in time and continuing to grow. There's a wide variety of different uses, some more controversial than others. I think as companies like Nurix try to disrupt the way healthcare has traditionally happened in this country, there are some states where regulations haven't kept up in terms of, you know, what is the best way and from a broad perspective of how we should regulate all these new different companies doing different things. And I think you may in states see further regulations potentially related to birth control, but also a wide variety of other kinds of healthcare in this country offered through telemedicine.
Max Blau is Southern correspondent for STAT. Max, thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me.